I'm not sure. Lady thought it couldn't hurt.
So the killer shadows could pick us out of the crowd? Or maybe the other way around? Lady's instincts were sound. She'd been around since before the original company came down this mountain.
Croker told me, "Stay here till everybody goes by. Have all our guys get their badges blessed, and don't forget yourself."
Lady dismounted, followed the old man's example. Then she remounted and continued up the slope, following Croker single file. Man by man and animal by animal, the column filed past. I got puzzled looks from the company guys and black looks from everybody else. I checked to see where the old man was. In Yueng Bao, I told Tai Dei, "If you want, you could touch the lance head, then that spot on the ground. The others, too." He thought about that.
"I wish Uncle was here to make a ruling.
What's it gonna hurt? And it might be some kind of protection. You don't have to count it as some big-ass commitment to company fortunes." He thought some more, probably wondering if we were not sucking them in little by little. Then he shouted at the other Yueng Bao. He gathered them round, told them they had the option, and that taking the blessing might offer a measure of protection once the sun went down. Many of the Yueng Bao didn't like the idea. Sparkle came past, leading a string of overburdened but infinitely patient bullocks.
"You going to bless the animals, too?"
He was being sarcastic, but I wondered if it might not be worthwhile. Shadows seldom bothered animals in the world outside, if human prey was available. But we were not in that world anymore. The Yueng Bao argued heatedly, but so softly I couldn't make out a word. Tai Dei eventually had enough.
"You do as each of you wishes."
He stalked over, slapped his palm against the head of the lance, dropped and slapped the black trail, got up, and took his place beside me. I expected the old man to start bellowing any second, but he never bothered to look back. Howler trundled past. When he reached for the lance, I lifted it. "Keep moving. Friends of the company only." I touched each of his black goats on the noggin with the lance head. Long Shadow came along. The Shadow Master seemed to be paralyzed. His eyes stared into infinity. I'd seen that stare before, but only from guys who'd suffered too much terror on the battlefield. 50 people may not sound like a big gang, but when you add in all the animals and whatnot necessary to make a long journey, it turns into a pretty good parade. Lady and the old man were almost to the top when Rudy and Bucket came up as the rear guard. Rudy asked, "You want we should kiss that thing too? If you think it'll help. I'll give it a hand job if that's what it takes to get me through the next 3 or 4 nights. I'll let you know. I gotta get back up front." By now, all the Yueng Bao had made their decisions one way or another and had dealt with the standard according to their choices. I hurried through the routine myself, with Rudy's help. As he neared the top, Croker halted, but not to give me a chance to catch up. Good old Mergen would get out front, where he could be the first one to get his head kicked in, only because the captain had to wait for the troops to adjust the road so the carts and wagons could make the climb.
Excuse me there, I said, as I clambered past the engineer brothers.
Do a good job so you don't have to do it again on the way back.
A lot of people stood around watching. Construction